All right, a boomer sit-in today, and a very special sit-in this is that we have today, and because it all has to do with us helping a very worthy cause, and we have a couple of interesting song lists. A couple of interesting. See, we don't think of you guys as actual people. We think of you as song lists when you come in. It's a boomer sit-in today with Jill Samuelson and Matt Wallen of United Way. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Yeah. Today's a special day. It is Day of Action. What does that mean? And what are we taking action upon?
So Day of Action this year, powered by United Way of the Midlands, is a community-wide giving day. And it's a day where we are hoping to invite the community to get involved. And they get to choose from about 80 trusted partner agencies to help those agencies that have been on the front lines helping those impacted by COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a big need right now, isn't there?
Yeah.
We think we've had vaccines and, the numbers are coming down. But those who have been on the front lines, they're still there.
Absolutely. There's a huge need when it comes to basic needs. You're looking at food, housing supports. People are just having trouble paying their expenses, their usual expenses. So these agencies are out there on the front lines helping people make it day by day.
How can we get involved? What can we do?
So there are a couple different ways. Today, actually, we're currently just a little bit ago at about $115,000 raised so far. You can make your donation by going to UWMDayOfAction.org. Or you can also text by texting to 71777 and all one word, Day of Action. And that's where you can choose from, like I said, one of the 80 trusted partner agencies to be able to make your donation. And then also throughout the month of April, you can volunteer. There are many in-person but also virtual volunteer opportunities to get involved.
Okay. Well, a lot of ways. And we'll cover all that again here before the end of the hour. Jill, where did you grow up?
In Harlan, Iowa.
Well, you're a Midwest girl.
I am.
And did you always been in the Midwest, or did you live anywhere else?
No. So I grew up in Harlan, Iowa, and then went to school at UNO here in Omaha, and then went to New York and lived there for a couple of years.
As in New York City?
Worked in New York City and then lived in Brooklyn.
Okay. That's a whole different experience.
Yes.
I see you're back.
Right.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
Yeah, welcome back. So what did mom do and dad do when you were growing up?
So my mom and dad both grew up in the Midwest. My mom was originally from Manila, Iowa, and moved to Harlan and was a school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad lived nearby, kind of Exira, Iowa, and then moved to Harlan as well. And he worked for the state of Iowa.
Is that where they met then, in Harlan?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where the sparks flew. And,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, all that slow dancing happened. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. What music do you remember them playing growing up?
So they listened to kind of a variety, but they listened to, Aretha Franklin, Roy Orbison. What I guess I would call maybe oldies is what they would say, but... listen to a lot of that type of music, but then also some old country, like Kenny Rogers, Charlie Pride, Gatlin Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had 8-tracks, and so we would listen to a lot of the music off her 8-tracks.
Uh-huh. Does she still have any of that, do you know?
Yeah, she does.
Does she still have the 8-tracks?
Yes.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, you have on the song list here, Edison Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so this is one that I heard often in our home. But songs very similar to this, but it's just one of those that is catchy, it's fun.
Oh, it is fun. It is catchy and fun. It is. It's Edison Lighthouse. Love grows where my rosemary goes. It's our boomer sit-in today with Jill Samuelson and Matt Wallen from United Way of the Midlands.
Where my rosemary goes, and no
Goes Edison Lighthouse on the Boomer Radio Network, and Jill Samuelson remembers that song being played growing up in Harlan, Iowa. Her parents blasting it out of the 8-track player. Now, real quick here, Jill, before we get to Matt, did your folks have the 8-track in the car also? Was it?
No, it's just in our home.
Just in the home, yeah. not in the car. All right. Well, Matt is with us also, Matt Wallen with United Way of the Midlands. And where did you grow up, Matt?
I grew up in Olean, New York, which is just south of Buffalo, New York.
Wow, snow country.
Yeah, snow country, a lot of lake effect snow. Yeah. It's home of St. Bonaventure University.
Yeah.
So you might have seen them in the tournament recently.
Well, they're regulars, aren't they?
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Definitely.
In the tournament. So you grew up there. And then when did you leave, and how did you end up here?
You know, I left Olean, went to school at one of the SUNY schools, State University of New York, mm-hmm. and then I lived in Washington, D.C. for 15 years once I graduated from school.
So. And then you escaped.
Then I escaped the swamp, so to speak, and, you know, made our home here in Omaha, Nebraska in 2011. So
okay.
Really, really happy to be here, and it feels like home.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get into more of we're going to get into your personal lives here. We're going to really dig deep here and get later in the hour so your coworkers can maybe learn some things about you they didn't know. But, so Matt, you grew up in New York, upstate New York, near Buffalo.
Yep.
And what were your folks listening to? What did your folks do?
Oh, my father was in county government, and he worked in county government for 45 years. He was in charge of what was data processing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the old punch cards and the printer paper, and would go into his office. And
that dot matrix sound of the printer.
Yeah, definitely.
And what did Mom do?
Mom was a dental hygienist.
Mm, open wide. Yeah. Oh, boy, you've been flossing forever then, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Keep them clean. And siblings?
Yep, one brother who's out in Parker, Colorado mm-hmm. right now.
And were you younger, older than you?
2 years older.
2 years older,
yep.
Okay. Okay, the two boys. Two boys. What do you remember Mom and Dad listening to?
Oh, man, we always had a ton of albums in the house, and my dad and I still share albums and listen to the albums.
Real vinyl?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, cool.
He always had Jethro Tull and Beach Boys and Jan and Dean and all sorts of really great stuff. So,
let's check out a little. Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little Jethro Tull?
Absolutely.
Bungle in the Jungle?
Yeah.
All right. Boomer sit-in today with Jill Samuelson and Matt Wallen from United Way of the Midlands on the Boomer Radio Network.
Walking through forests of hungry hearts, man, scoffed at the monkeys who live in their dark tents. Down by the waterhole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy, and sleep in green meadows. Well, that's bungle. Tiger, when I walk up, I'm a snake, if we deserve. you back to send the children the night air. Is it so frightening to have me at your shoulder? Thunder and lightning couldn't be bolder. I light up your tombstone and thank you for dinner. This game of reanimate, Ray is the winner. Well, let's snakes in the grass. He's a lover of life, but a player of pawns. Yes, the king of the sunset lies waiting for dawn to light up his jungle as players with you. The monkeys be willing to strike up the tune.
The Jungle and Jethro Tull on the Boomer Radio Network. And it is a sit-in. Sitting in with me today is Jill Samuelson and Matt Wallen of United Way of the Midlands. Not the Heartland. The Midlands. Yeah. Got to get that right. I think I said Heartland earlier. Yeah. No, it's not that. So anyway, Matt grew up in New York State with his dad. And you said your dad is still into vinyl?
Oh, absolutely. He has his record player set up, and I've got mine set up. Absolutely.
Do you guys swap, or do you have to buy them from each other?
No, we swap them out a little bit, and whenever he comes to town, we're always kind of going to these places that have vinyl. So
yeah.
Love to look through the old vinyl.
Oh, that is fun. Have you ever found anything really rare?
I wouldn't say really rare, but just some of these things that... You know, we always used to listen to, and we'll see the album and see it mm-hmm. out there and see the price of it. And, yeah. you know, we've got like The Last Waltz, and you see that, the whole kind of book that comes with The Last Waltz and things like that. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, that is cool. All right, we want to find out more about this day of action for the United Way today. And then we have a couple of more questions for Jill. She has some great songs on here. She likes to dance, apparently. You're a dancing girl? Like to...
I do like to dance and sing.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, dance and sing both. Maybe we can get her to sing. That would be great.
All right.
All right. It's a Boomer sit-in today, and it is brought to you by Omaha's Water Store, and they're off 103rd and 4th Street, Omaha's Water Store. And, you know, you might as well, you want to be as healthy as you can with the water that you drink. I mean, it's just not any run-of-the-mill bottled water, but you can get the water that's going to be right for you, the correct pH levels that are right for you. And Donna loves Boomer Radio, and she wants to make sure that you get the right water that's the best for you and your family. It's Omaha's Water Store. You tell them Boomer Radio sent you. They are just north of 103rd and 4th Streets. It's the Drive Home on the Boomer Radio Network, and it is a Boomer sit-in today. And sitting in with me are Matt Wallen and Jill Samuelson with United Way of the Midlands. And today is a very special day. It is Day of Action. And if you'd like to take part and help, not only looking for a financial donation, but maybe giving of your time, too. I mean, that's probably really the most valuable thing you can give is your time, wouldn't you? Think about that. And so, Jill, again, what's the contact points here if someone would like to make a donation or find out more information?
Sure. You can go to uwmdayofaction.org, And there you can learn more about the community-wide giving day, as well as look at the 80 trusted partner agencies that you can donate to. And then also there's the component of volunteerism that you can find out more information mm-hmm. and uncover the different opportunities there.
Yeah. You know, we have the vaccine. Some of the numbers are coming down, but the need is still great, especially with those first responders. You know, those have been on the front lines now for over a year.
Correct.
So we need to support them. Jill grew up in Harlan, Iowa, and spent a little time in New York City. I'm kind of curious, though, Jill, now, do you have siblings?
I have one younger sister who is 2.5 years younger, mm-hmm. and she lives in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys share clothes when you were growing up? And
we didn't. We were very different. So,
okay.
So yeah, very, I would say polar opposites.
Yeah, because I think, Matt, you guys shared everything, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, we did, yeah. Fought like cats and dogs and shared everything.
Hey, wait a minute. Those are my jockeys. What are you doing? Okay, maybe not that. All right. So, Jill, do you remember your first car in Harlan?
Yeah, it was a Mercury Topaz.
What color was it?
It was teal.
Ooh, a teal Mercury Topaz.
Yeah.
And what was the interior?
It was a gray cloth, and it was manual shift.
You could drive a manual?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. And it probably had like an AM, FM. And
correct.
Great,
yeah.
Got great radio.
And cassette.
Oh, a cassette too?
Tape, yes. I think it also had CD player.
State of the art.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you went to high school in Harlan?
Correct.
Dances and?
Yes. You know, prom, homecoming.
Yeah. Did all that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you met your husband?
No, I actually met my husband here in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, so later, after all that. So we don't want to talk too much about those years, those early years. Pre-husband.
Yeah.
PH.
He might be listening.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So we don't want to embarrass you there. But you said you love to sing and dance.
I do. I do love to sing and dance, but I wouldn't say that I'm great at it, but I do love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it this way. I'm not going to be quitting my daytime job anytime soon to start that sort of career. But
yeah. What do you like to sing? What style of music?
I think one of the songs that I put was Betty Davis Eyes. I like, singing songs, oldies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra.
Do you do karaoke?
No.
No, you don't do karaoke?
No, because I'm not that good.
Okay. All right. Well, you have, you have Betty Davis Eyes on your song list here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to say, I'll leave your mic up? You're going
to
sing along?
No. No, I still want to be able to go to work tomorrow.
So that was a quick no. She didn't even think about that. Not a bet there. All right. It's Betty Davis Eyes and Kim Carnes. And Jill's just going to sing to Flat Elvis here in the corner is what she's going to do. The Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. Ease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo stand up size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home.
Betty Davis Eyes on the Boomer Radio Network, and that is Jill Samuelson's, one of her songs she loves to sing to. Flat Elvis, did you like that? She said, yes, Flat Elvis liked that. Thumbs up from Flat Elvis, Jill. That's hard to get a thumbs up out of Flat Elvis, because as you can see, he's kind of flat there. So, yeah, very good. Does he have you see, there it is. His thumb is up. He does. His thumb is up. All right. Betty Davis Eyes and Kim Carnes. Now... You said that car again. What was that car? Did you?
Mercury Topaz.
Mercury Topaz. Now, Matt, you had a first car, I'm sure. You had a first car.
I did have a first car.
And it probably... Well, we're going to hear about that. We want to hear about your first car and maybe some of the music you were listening to in that first car. Before we actually go to the break here, I was talking here with Matt and Jill from United Way of the Midlands. And obviously, you guys are a little bit younger. You're younger than the normal boomer audience. So if you don't mind me asking, what year did you graduate, Jill, from high school?
1995.
And Matt, what about you?
1993.
Now our boomer radio is 1982 or before, because that's the last year the last baby boomer graduated from high school. But what we like to say is it's not the year that you were born that makes you a boomer. It's just the fact that you love all this great music. And in talking to you guys love this.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are into it.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt, you have a vinyl collection and share all that, and your mom still has an 8-track that she plays.
Correct.
And you're talking about artists and things from, you know, just from this period of time. What is there about this music, Jill, and that appeals to you?
Oh, I think it's just fun, and it's just joyful, and it's something that it's easy to move to and to sing to. But yeah, I think it's great music.
Yeah, and how about you, Matt? What draws you to it?
A lot of the music's a story, you know, and like Jill said, it's fun. You can sing to it, you can dance to it, and really keeps you in a real good mood every day.
Good mood, yes. Yeah. There you go. All right, our Boomer sit-in today, and we're highlighting Day of Action for United Way of the Midlands today. And there's a lot of ways you can get involved. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in the next few minutes. Let's take a look at Boomer Traffic.
Boomer Traffic.
Thank you, Big Voice Guy. And we had an earlier accident that was at 24th and I-80. And that was an accident with injuries, and that could still be in the cleanup stages. And that's the last reported accident that we have. This check of traffic is brought to you by Country Auto in Blair. Tax season upon us, or maybe you have the stimulus check in your bank account and you're thinking about a pre-owned car, truck that fits your best needs. Country Auto has a knowledgeable staff help you match the vehicle to your driving needs. It's a friendly hometown feel. Country Auto in Blair. Country Auto. I'm looking for the, there we go. CountryAutoBlair.com.
Boomer weather.
Well, showers likely tonight, low around 43, mostly sunny, high of 65 tomorrow, mostly sunny. Did you hear that? Yes, that's going to be more than welcome. And then a slight chance of showers Saturday morning at 62, 69 and sunny on Sunday. 48 now with rain and mist, Omaha, Council Bluffs, and Blair.
Safe water is a basic human necessity, right? And tap water isn't always the best, and bottled water is expensive. It's a billion-dollar industry with huge problems for our planet, offering nothing more than repackaged tap water. Find out more at omahawaterstore.com or get a free gallon of fresh, pH-balanced, ionized water to experience the difference of clean, refreshing, pure water. Omaha's Water Store on 103rd north of Fort. Donna will tell you, change your water, change your life. Omaha's Water Store on 103rd north of Fort. Come on in.
It's the Boomer Radio Network Drive Home today and a Boomer sit-in. And today, sitting in with me is Matt Wallen and Jill Samuelson with United Way of the Midlands. Today is Day of Action. And this is an opportunity for you to help the United Way, helping out so many who are impacted by COVID and those working on the front lines. And a pretty successful day so far fundraising, but we're not quite there yet, are we?
I mean, no, we still go up until 11:59 tonight.
Okay, and you had some numbers early in the hour.
So we're around 115,000 raised, okay. Mm-hmm. And really hoping that we can still rally the community to participate, mm-hmm. and to give today.
Yeah, and to do that, web address,
sure.
And text?
Sure, they can go to UWMDayOfAction.org. And they can also text to 71777 and type in Day of Action, all one word.
Okay. Jill drives a manual transmission, by the way. That was the first car she had. Did you have to replace the clutch after you learned, or did you learn it pretty, pick up on it pretty quick?
I picked up on it pretty quickly.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And that was, what was that, Topaz, you said?
Yeah, Mercury Topaz.
Mercury Topaz. Matt, what was your first car?
My first car was a 77 VW Rabbit.
Great gas mileage.
Well, I had a little issue with it most of the time. The gas pedal would always fall off. So I would have to kind of bend over and put the gas pedal back on. And half the time it didn't idle high enough so you could have your foot on the clutch and the brake at the same time. So you always had to be giving it gas.
Giving it gas, yeah, while you're pushing on the clutch, yeah, and trying not to roll into anybody.
And starting, yeah, in second gear most of the time. Yeah.
What, so a great car.
It was great.
But it got about 50 miles to the gallon.
Oh yeah. When it would run, it would go.
You know, now they had some, I remember some of those as being a powder blue.
Mine was white.
Oh, it was white.
It was,
okay,
white with maroon interior.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the back hatch part of it, I kind of ruined it a little bit because I had to keep two or three extra batteries there. So I'd oftentimes have to switch out a battery in that car. So
that's so funny. Volkswagen Rabbit. And probably just an AM radio then.
Yeah. Oh yeah. AM radio, where that was one of the areas on the dashboard that didn't have the wires hanging out of it. So it actually had an AM radio in it. So
it had to have rust on it then somewhere.
It had a bit of rust as well.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, let's go from your first car to a bicycle, your first bicycle. What was that?
Some sort of BMX bikes. We were always out on our bikes all over the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Jill, you remember your first bike?
Yeah, I'm not a big bike rider.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was purple. Probably, yes. I can't remember what it was, but.
Yeah. Purple.
Yeah, purple. I don't think mine was purple.
I don't think so, Matt.
Mine was probably
either
a Diamondback or something like that.
This all brings us to a song on your list. Queen.
Queen. Yeah.
Why bicycle race?
This is one of my wife's favorites. So it gets her up and going, okay, and dancing when she hears,
all right,
this.
What's
song.
Her name?
Jill.
All right, Jill, here you go.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
white,
you say bar,
I say bite,
you say shark,
I say him, and Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars,
you say Rose,
I say Roy,
you say God,
give me a choice,
say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman,
what I wanna do is
I want
Bicycle Race and Queen on the Boomer Radio Network. And to sit in today, and that one of Matt's favorite songs from, actually, it was Jill's favorite song. Your wife,
yes.
Jill. But there's a Jill sitting right next to you.
Jill, yes.
Another Jill. You're just surrounded by Jills.
Yes.
And a Jack.
Yeah. Jack and Jill. Imagine that.
Yeah. So that was one of her favorites, huh? That bicycle song. Yeah. Where did you meet Jill?
I met Jill out in Colorado, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She worked with my brother out there, and I went out to see my brother, and she was at one of the, we went hiking and camping one day, and she was there and got to meet her, and after a while, I started going out to see my brother more frequently.
How long did the courtship last?
Well, you know, we did the distance thing for about a year and a half. I was living in D.C., and she was out there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I got to know the guys at Denver Airport pretty well, doing the red eye every Sunday night back to D.C. So
did you get married before you came to Omaha then, or did you get?
Yep, we got married before we came to Omaha.
Okay, so you were married then and made the transition from D.C. to here.
Yes.
Left the swamp. And where's her family? Family from here? Then?
Her family's from Scotland.
Oh. Scotland.
Yeah.
Just, so you've been there too.
Yeah, a lot of times. She's just south of St. Andrews. So
okay. Do you play golf?
That's where she grew up, and yes.
Have you played St. Andrews?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Oh, man.
When she wants to go see her family, there's no complaints by me as long as I can bring golf clubs. You know.
And do you and Jill have children?
We do. We have three children.
Three.
So
okay.
We have Evan, who's 7, Molly, who's 6, and Benjamin, who's 3.
Okay.
So.
All right. And how about you, Jill? You met your husband where?
I met him in Omaha, and I was still living in New York at the time. And so we did the long distance thing for a shorter period, about 6 months, and then I moved back to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got married.
Okay. And children?
3. So Henry's 14, and we have Audrey, our middle, who's 11, and then our last, Ainsley, who is 8.
8. Okay. It's a busy time in both of your households.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, isn't it, though? Yeah. And the grandparents are, well, obviously, the one are in Scotland, so.
Yeah.
They're not close in your folk. Are the grandparents a regular part of
absolutely
families?
We try to keep them involved as much as we can. We go see them. My parents are down in South Carolina now.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad comes out to see me and see us, and we go see them.
And how about you, Joe? Where are your folks? You grew up in Harlan, but your folks aren't in Harlan anymore.
No, they retired and they're down in the southern tip of Texas now. Mm. So we don't see them as often, but Craig's family, they're on the outside of Kearney, town of Bertrand, Holdridge area.
Mm-hmm.
So we see them more often.
Yeah,
so.
That's a great part of the state, too, out there. Yeah, and get out and do the country thing. All right, it is our Boomer sit-in today, and it is a day of action with United Way of the Midlands. And we're going to give you those numbers again so that you can give, and we encourage you to do that. It's Jill Samuelson and Matt Wallen are with us today on our Boomer sit-in, brought to you by Omaha's Water Store, just north of 103rd and Ford. It's a Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network with Jill Samuelson and Matt Wallen of United Way of the Midlands. And today is a day of action. We're raising money is what we're doing. And there's a need that's great out there. Matt, where's the money going and how's it going to be used? Yeah, what are the needs here?
We've got 80 agencies that we're working with and promoting. They're really great partner agencies of the United Way of the Midlands. They do a lot of great work out in the community, everything from helping people meet their housing needs to making sure that people know where to go and get a meal if they need a meal, if they find themselves homeless. There's shelters out there that can help people that come into that situation. So these agencies have just shown remarkable resilience and this huge spike in need that's out there. So anything that people can kind of do to give to these agencies through our Day of Action is just, it goes a long way. It goes a lot further than you might think it does.
Mm-hmm. Is there a mental health component to this too?
Absolutely. You know, throughout this past year with COVID, mental health is one of those things that has significantly impacted our community. We see about 30% of the folks in the Omaha metropolitan area are experiencing some form of depression or anxiety. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is due to the isolation, but that's what we have to do to keep ourselves safe. So The mental health need is pretty significant out there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now, the funds that are being raised today, staying right here?
Yep, they stay right, here in our local community. And, you know, we should mention that today, 100% of all donations today go right back to these agencies. And that's thanks to our generous sponsors. We've got Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska as a presenting sponsor. And then Facebook and FNBO is a supporting sponsor. So due to the generosity of those sponsors, 100% of your donations go right to these agencies.
Yeah, it's so important, is it? You want to know where your dollars are going, and they're going to be used for what you intend, you know, when you intend to, what you intended for when you gave it.
They stay here. They're going to help a neighbor. They're going to help an agency that's right here in Omaha.
Yeah, yeah. And Joe, what's the number again? There's a text and there's a website.
There is. So people can go to UWMDayOfAction.org. Or they can also text to Day of Action, all one word, to 71777.
I think I could remember that. 71777.
You see that Jill's the brains of the operation. She gets to remember the website and the text number. That's, you know.
Well, that's the most important part.
Absolutely,
right there.
Yeah.
The most important part. All right. Well, Jill, you said you love to sing, you love to dance, and you have a song on your song list here that you love to dance to.
Correct. Best of My Love. I feel like that's always a good one that's always played at weddings, but it's just one that's good to... We do a lot of dancing in our home, in the kitchen, with the kids.
Really? So, isn't that fun?
Yeah. Although my two older ones are getting to that age where we're probably... It's kind of embarrassing for them now, but thankfully it's only in our home, so we haven't taken it to that step of doing it out in public.
All right, Flat Elvis to dance with you in here. It's Best of My Love, the Emotions Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network. Yes, to my love and the emotions on the Boomer Radio Network. Boomer sit in today, and sitting in with me is Jill Samuelson and Matt Wallen, United Way of the Midlands, on this special day of action. And that was a song that Jill picked out, Best of My Love, because you can dance to it. Yeah, that has a great beat to it. Do you like disco? Do you listen to the old disco songs, the old Bee Gees, Jive Talkin'? And
yes, those are all good.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the kids. It is amazing because, in case you missed this part of this hour, these two are not boomer age. They're younger than that, but they just love this music, and just an indication that it's not the age you were born. No,
correct.
Great appreciation for it. Well, so I think that is just really fun. We're down to just about. We are down to the last song. I'm looking at the clock. This has just flown by way too fast here. I appreciate you guys coming in and sharing this day of action with us. From the United Way of the Midlands and all the different agencies and the things. I mean, you're talking mental health, you're talking food, you're talking housing, just so many. Is there just one, is there a number or something somebody can call to find out if their need can be addressed?
Absolutely, 211. It's an easy three-digit number, 211, if someone needs help. And they have a tremendous resource database, and 211 will be able to refer them to an agency that can help them out and get them the need that they're seeking.
Yeah,
so, absolutely.
Yeah. We should have had that. We should have talked about that more, and it didn't occur to me.
Oh, we could have talked about 211 at length.
Yeah,
they're just doing great work. And
now, if I remember right, you had to expand the staff at 211.
We did. We expanded the staff at 211, and we've picked up all sorts of work. We're partnering with Match and helping Douglas County hand out some of the housing supports, and the city of Omaha, and it's all running through 211. So we had to expand the staff, and that's just such a dedicated staff that takes those calls.
So if you give today, some of that's going to go to support that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it will. Okay, Jill, one more time.
Sure. Well, thanks, Jack, for having us on today. Uh-huh. We really appreciate it and being able to increase our awareness about Day of Action. Mm-hmm. People can go to UWMDayOfAction.org, or they can text Day of Action, all one word, to 71777. Okay. We know that the need is great, and it's going to continue, and the road to recovery is going to be long.
It will be, yeah. Yeah, appreciate that. All right, down to the last song. I really wanted to hear Matt sing "Sweet Caroline." I really wanted to hear him sing that, but you said "Up on Cripple Creek."
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you want to finish with that one?
Yeah, let's finish with "Up on Cripple Creek."
What's why'd you have that on your song list?
Oh, you know, when the last Waltz movie came out, it's one that we watched quite a bit, and they re-released it in the early '90s. We watched that again, and. Mm-hmm. Had a chance to see the band in concert when they kind of got back together in the early '90s, and a lot of good memories around the band and the last waltz and all the musicians that came on to participate in that concert. So "Up on Cripple Creek" is just one of those songs that you hear and you just start singing as soon as you hear it.
Jill and Matt, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We appreciate your listeners.
Yes.
As we like to say, you keep booming, my friends.
All right.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. To Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by. If there's anything that she could do, up on Cripple Creek, she sends me. If I spring a leak, she mends me. I don't have to speed, but she defends me. A trucker's dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had just stung me. To the racetrack I did go. She bet on one.
See you again.